are now listening to Boys Next Door.
I am not the one, but 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 ain't calling me baby, 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 baby.
So guess who's going to prison?
You again?
Dutch Masters. Y'all are going to jail. I opened up a pack of blunts today. First of all, the last three packs I had, I bought them at the same time, so I know they was made at the same time by the same motherfucker on the assembly line. First of all, the lower half or the lower third of the blunt be like split at the bottom.
Yeah.
Already. And then, also lately I've been having problems with the blunts like burning out every time you light them. Annoying. And then...
Now I gotta get back comfortable.
Got the nerve to get into one motherfucking pack. The blunt is molded.
Molded?
And that's not the first time I found a moldy blunt. So, Dutch, OG Fusion, Dutch, Berry, Grape Dutch. What's the one I used to like? Honey Dutch.
That's why I just stick to woods.
Wrap it up.
I don't have time.
Off the market.
I don't have time for all that shit. It's too much guessing. It's too much legwork.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Girl, shut up. I'm not talking to you, bitch.
Me neither, sister.
Okay. I don't know how to respond to that. Okay. Hi, you guys. Welcome to the show.
Okay. Hey, y'all. It's the Boys Next Door podcast.
This is a train wreck. I feel so off.
I'm Blackberry.
And I'm Ken Lush.
Also, what had happened was... that picture of Drake's nails went viral.
He's so hot.
He was doing like some whatever interview he was doing. Mm-hmm. And I just immediately thought about us and the impact we have on the world, because the ladies also hate the nail polish on men. And so I don't feel homophobic. I feel vindicated.
And his color wasn't that bad. He had a yellow. His yellow, like, it wasn't like a purple.
It just looked it dirty to me.
It looked gay to me, but... I mean, it's Drake. He's fine.
It looks like he smokes cigarettes and does meth.
Really? Did you zoom in on the fingers? The picture I saw, I couldn't.
I don't like his nail beds are really small. I also don't like that.
So wait. Back, so, did you zoom in on the picture? Because the picture I saw, I couldn't even see. All I saw was yellow.
I'm telling you, it looked a mess from what I saw, and that's all the critique I have. I don't want, but see, that's my whole, but that's what I was saying about, like, if that's your aesthetic, mm-hmm. cool, but if you just a bitch throwing on nail polish and you look a mess, then you look like Drake.
Oh my God, don't.
But I feel like Lil Wayne can pull off nail polish.
But Lil Wayne also
Drake is not
dirty.
A nail polish girl.
Like, Lil Wayne, like, if I saw Lil Wayne in his nail polish, I'd be like, I know them figures been through some things. I know
but
he got,
that would be his aesthetic.
Oh,
I could see.
100%.
Like, you know,
that's his rocker, that's rocker edge and stuff like that. But Drake is more like hella metrosexual. So I can totally see him being that would be his thing too. I just think people don't think Drake's cool enough to like do shit like that. And so that's where the issue.
That's
coming
what I'm at. Saying. It just felt like.
But I think he's cool though. That's why I was like. That's why I'm like. I think people have that opinion that he couldn't. Well. I think Drake's cool. He has a thing to him. He's hot.
He's a nice person. I do think Drake is cool, but not yellow nail polish cool.
Damn. Out of here.
If it was even like black, I'd be like, okay.
Ew, that would have been worse.
And I don't like black nail polish.
Yeah, I don't mind the yellow. I think the yellow fit him. It also might have been the outfit and the aesthetic of it all. I don't know.
Well, anyway, what's been going on in your life, beloved?
Same old, same old. Bitch, you just stuffed that whole thing in your mouth. That's talent. That's talent. It didn't crack an inch before it went in. That's amazing. Okay, but yeah, I hung, like, last week we talked about, like, introverts and how to talk to them and all that shit. And so, I ended up, like, hanging out with an introvert. And at first, like, when I went to get him, we was in the car, whatever, and it was just so quiet. It was just so fucking quiet. And I'm just like, in my head, I'm like, I'm about to take his ass back home. I'm about to take him home. It just, it, I was like, it's not about to work. And then, we got to my house, and then he just started talking. And I was just like, what is going on? What is this? Like, we smoked a little bit, of course. And then, like, we started talking about music and, like, weird shit and all this other stuff. And I'm like, wow. All I really had to do was let him warm up to me. And then, okay, girl, don't do too much.
Because I know I said that last week. And it's just like, it's all I was trying to say. Like, y'all have to fucking relax.
Yeah, that's what I had to do. I did ask him on the car ride. I was like, because he warned me beforehand. He was like, I'm very chill. Like, I don't talk. And I'm like, okay, that's cool, whatever. But I wasn't expecting it to be as bad, like, awkward silence for about the first 10 minutes of the drive. And I'm like, okay, like, are you going to talk? And he's like, yeah, I told you I was chill. And I'm like, I guess you did say that, so I can't get mad. So I can tell you my destination. But he's a great kisser, and his hands are nice and big, and he smell real good. So he got he passed the introvert test. I'm only interested in introverts now. Because clearly they have freaky secrets that we're not aware of.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you found love in a hopeless place, because I have not felt the love itch. It's just still not working for me.
Why? What happened?
Well, first of all, I don't know. Nothing happened. It's just like, I'm just like, it's just not working. Like, I'm trying. Like, I'm trying. Like, there's maybe one or two people who I have texted more than I've texted others in a week.
Okay.
Okay. Baby steps. And they are nice people.
Uh-oh. But?
But, like, every time I just think of, like, a relationship, I just shut it down. Like, I just don't even, it doesn't compute to me.
I want.
And it's not even because I'm like, I don't think I'm trying to avoid it. I'm just like, I don't know how to do this, so let's not. But it's like, it's not going to work like that if I do ever want to be in a relationship. But it's just like, it's not sinking to me. You know, some things just have a click, and it's not clicking. You know?
Like, what are they doing? Like, are they, like...
They're not doing anything but being nice people.
So it's a you thing. You're the problem and shit.
Yeah. I mean, I admit it.
Okay. But, like, I wonder what that is. I wonder if it's just, like, you're not, like, I don't know. In my head, I always, like...
I just don't even know how to turn it on. So, like, even, like, I guess I just would, like, have to really like somebody.
Yeah. Are they trying to be, like, romantic with you? Or, like, is it just, like, casual convo type shit?
I would call it fully romantic.
Yeah. Like, flirting, then?
But, you know, listen, we're not going to get an answer. I just wanted to say that that's what I'm doing in my love life. Nothing. Okay.
I feel like that's a step. That's a step, though. We won't say nothing. That's like, at least you have opened the door. I mean, you may have like a security guard up in front of what's that car in front of the door?
It's got a latch on it and everything. Yes.
But you peeking out, we got an eyeball out. So that's a step.
But I've come to the realization over maybe like the last couple weeks that I have not dated myself enough to like want to date other people.
What?
Yeah. And of course I'm like, you know, I always say like, I'm fine with being alone, and I am. But because of that, I don't know how to do anything else. But that doesn't mean that I'm like actively dating myself. Like, I'm just, like, chilling. Like, I'm not going, I don't take myself out to eat. I used to be good about doing that type of stuff, but lately it's just, like, I don't really, I've been trying to, like, okay, like, I'll go on a bike ride or go ride a scooter or something, but it's, like, I want to do something romantic with myself.
What does that, like, for a little bit entail in your head, though? Because I always think about, like,
dinner,
when I'm, like, yeah.
Movies, coffee inside of a coffee shop, like,
so I want. You mean like literally date yourself?
Yeah, like take myself out. Do something fun.
When I think of people dating themselves, I think of people being like, I have to get to know myself more. or I have to get into.
Oh, I know who the fuck I am. Yeah. I just don't do nothing fun with myself. So
basically you're just a boring bitch. You just stay in the house all day.
I'm in the house. I'm at work. I'm at the gym. I'm at home. I didn't even go to the gym today.
Well, I mean,
I might make it tonight. I don't know. I feel like kind of hot.
I feel like I don't really take myself out on romantic dates, but I feel like I do take myself out on solo dates, like whether I'm just like, well, I just want to go downtown and walk around, or I want to go see, like, to the museum or so forth and so on. I consider that, like, I don't know, dating myself. I guess I would just, like, take it, like,
you don't have to call it that, but, like, in my eyes, what you just described, that would be dating yourself.
Okay.
I mean, but I guess everybody got their different terms, but, like, when I think of dating myself, I think of doing stuff like that. Stuff that I used to do, and I think a lot of that has to do with, like, I just don't know what to do in Houston. But that also has to do with the fact that I don't go my ass outside. So,
yeah,
it's kind of my fault, but
I feel like that's the hard part of, like, even, like, when you move to a new city, it, like, no matter how long you, like, have been there, it's, like, you're trying to acclimate to, like, what to do there versus what you would normally do at home. Like, I've suffered from that, mm-hmm. too. Like, I do the same routine things, like, all the time when I do have, my solo time. But that's because I don't know what else there is to really do out here. And I haven't had, like, someone, like, to really show me or, like explain, like, oh, this is cool to do, blah 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 blah. Like, other than, like, when I'm researching and, like, looking up stuff myself, other than that, I'm just kind of like, I don't know, just figuring it out. Like, I'm just like, well, I guess I'll do the same shit, but I feel it. Like, I want to spice it up.
I also wanted to bring that up because I had been thinking this, right, and, like, it's been weighing on me, like, the last couple days, mm-hmm. and so I was just like, I on top of something else, which I'll get to in a second, but it's just like, I just feel like I need to do something different. And then, and this is the order in which it happened. I was listening to Devon Franklin on The Breakfast Club, and he was saying how people jump into marriages wanting to be one when they don't know how to be, like, one of one. They don't even know how to be by themselves, and then they try to be in a relationship. They don't even actually know what they like. They don't even actually know how they like to receive love, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm paraphrasing, but that's pretty much what he was saying. I was like, oh my fucking God, bitch. And then you put in the notes, what are you currently enjoying about being single? And it's mm-hmm. like, everything is clicking. So the universe is telling me to do these things, I think.
I feel like,
because everything just lined up today for me.
Like, I had put that in the notes because, like, I was having a conversation with somebody. It was just like, they were asking me, like, what do you like doing? And I'm just like, breathing. And it's just like,
that was so awkward. Like, what are your hobbies? Which, I don't have a hobby. What are you talking about?
Exactly. And I was just like, I'm like, damn. Like, I really, like, I don't know. And so it just, like, it made me start thinking about, like, different things to do. I'm like, okay. Like, I have to step outside of my bubble in order to, like, bring new things in. Like, if I keep doing the same shit, I'm going to keep getting the same shit. So I got to, like, I'm like, I don't like, people, like, on Twitter or whatever, they were like, I like going sitting by the bar. And I'm just like, the thought of eating out alone terrifies me. I feel like it gives, like,
oh, I like eating.
I hate it. I like, I just feel it's so awkward and so, like, intimately alone, but with, like, everyone else around you noticing that you're alone. And it, like, me, like, when I go out and I see somebody sit alone, I'm like, oh my God, I wonder if their date set them up, or I wonder if, like they're just, like, depressed. It's just like, and I don't.
When I went out for my birthday, I took myself out to eat to a horrible restaurant, by the way. Was not impressed. 1 out of 5 stars.
Wow.
But, yeah, I mean, I felt great. That was the last time I took myself out, actually. Besides, like, you know, going bike riding or something like that, mm-hmm. which I got to get me a bike. But, yeah, I had my phone, I had my headphones, I had my meal, which was trash, and I felt lovely. I felt like, and it was kind of cold that day, so the sun wasn't really out. And I was just staring out the window. I felt like I was, you know, on the set of, like, Sex in the City or something.
I knew you were about to say that. Oh, my girl. More like Crooklyn.
I've never seen Sex in the City. I've been meaning to binge it.
I feel like you... Okay, so I feel like there are certain shows that, like, you watch, like, at a period in your life, and you're like, it just all makes sense to me now. It's so inspiring. And, like, my show was Girls on HBO. Like, it's a scene when, like, Marnie, like, breaks up with her boyfriend, and she's, like, dancing, and she's just, like, and it's just, like, her celebrating the fact she's, like, alone. And so, like, I saw that scene, like, a couple years ago, and I'm like, it had the same emotional connection to me. I'm just crying. And I'm just like, oh, like, when I was younger, I watched it. It was amazing. But now watching older, I'm just like, I get it, girl. I really do get it. And so.
Oh, that's not a new show?
No, Girls is old. Girls is, like, maybe, like, 2016, 20. It lasted for, like, seasons, though. Girls is amazing. With, like, Lena Dunham and all them.
Yeah, I don't really know what I'm gonna do, but I do have the urge to start doing something different because I'm finding myself getting bored, and instead of just packing up my shit and moving to another city, which is something very a dramatic thing to do, I'm just gonna fucking hit the brakes a little bit.
Yeah,
because I know me, I'm gonna be ready to move around, and I don't want to just do that. Also, I thought I was becoming, like, a little depressed, right, over the last few weeks. I thought the D word was on me. But I don't really think I'm D word. I think I'm, like, approaching, L-word. Like, burnout.
Oh.
What's L word?
Lonely.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I didn't sound too sure about that, no.
Damn.
No.
We got him.
No, of course not. No, I feel like I'm experiencing symptoms of burnout, which I was supposed to bring a diagram so I could explain it to the people, but it's okay, I don't have it ready today. But,
okay, Bill.
Yeah, I've been at my job for like over a year now, and I've only taken 4 days off out of a whole year.
Oof.
It's very rare for me, because any job I get, I'd be like, bitch, I'm calling off, I don't care. Like, I just don't do that here. I'm taking a vacation. I've just put my days in. I don't care if they get approved or not. And I think I'm going somewhere. And I think I'm going somewhere by myself.
That's awesome. I feel like you should. Like, I can't relate to feeling burnout because I believe in taking as many days out from work as you need.
Right. I used to be that person.
Yeah, I'm still that person. I'm just like, well, you know, I feel like I deserve a day off and just had like 3 days off beforehand. I'm just like, you know, this is about me. This is me season. I got to get back to myself. Yeah. And I feel like that's a normal thing, especially as an adult. We have to prioritize, like every job, like, we have a work-life balance, and then, like, it's there, but we never take advantage of it, really, because we need some fucking money. So it's just kind of like, bitch, well, what am I going to do? Balance.
Yeah, and then when you get off work, you want to get into bed, so you really don't have much energy to do anything fucking else.
Exactly. That's the worst feeling. Like, I feel like, this summer, I said I was just going to take advantage of just doing more and just, like, being out more and just, like, just, I don't know, just enjoying the summer. I feel like I haven't enjoyed a summer since I was, like, a teenager. And I'm just like, okay, I need to, like, have fun. Like, a hot boy summer or something like that. Like, I just want to, I don't know. Like, I've been practicing trying not to put too much weight on anything. Like, I don't want to put weight on, like, people. I don't want to put weight on, like, experiences. I don't want to put weight on jobs. Like, I'm just, like, I'm just going to enjoy everything as it comes, and whatever it brings to me, that's what it's going to bring. And if it doesn't bring me something that I think I'm looking for currently, then I should just really just enjoy and ride that vibe of what it's bringing me. Because, like, all the time I feel like I get stuck in my head about, like, it's not this and I want this. And so it's hard for me to enjoy what I've been given. And so I'm, like, trying to work on that. And I feel like this summer I'm really going to accomplish it. It's going to be hard, though, because I'm a selfish, greedy bitch. But other than that.
It's also going to be hard because, like, I'm poor. So it's like, I don't have a whole bunch of money to do what I actually want to do. I want to go to fucking on a tour of fucking Europe or something. I don't fucking know. But
I mean, got to
be.
Eventually, we'll get there. We'll get there eventually. It's going to, like, I don't know. I always think about the future. I'm always big on, like, you never know where you may be placed. Like, you may be at your job and a hot, rich guy comes up to you and he's like, you're the babe of my dream. Let's go away on an island or some shit. And then there you go. You're a kept bitch. And then our podcast is all about fucking rich men.
I wish that. Never mind. You're not supposed to say your wishes out loud. I was going to say something nice, but I decided not to. So let's move on.
That's very, very Aquarius coded.
Let's move on. I also wanted to talk about, we didn't acknowledge Pride Month at all. Hey, gays, happy Pride.
Yeah, keep sucking those dicks.
Whatever that means. Oh, and also, this podcast has been on the air for 4 years.
So wow! Happy Gay Pride Month to the Boys Next Door podcast.
But it's kind of weird though, because I don't feel like this show really got started until like 2021. So.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's kind of like a year and a half shaved off of that.
Well, never mind. We take the celebration back. Happy 5 month only.
You got down here your ideal threesome.
Yeah.
I want to talk about it. I'm ready.
Okay, so what is your ideal threesome? Like, if you could, like, think of the perfect scenario... And like the like I would I like I don't know if there's like people to the bodies or like male female like whatever what is it?
Honestly,
here we go.
My ideal threesome.
I'm bracing myself.
Like in a perfect world, and I've had threesome situations, never with any penetration.
Okay.
All with boys, so like been there, done that. I'm ready to get. Fully into my pansexual bag. Mm-hmm. Doesn't have to just be a threesome though, because I want everyone represented. Like, okay, we can have one trans woman, one trans man, we can have one cis man other than me, and one cis woman. And we can get it popping.
That's a lot. That's a lot of...
It's a lot of vagina. It's a lot of peen. It's going to be so fun.
I like that this is your fantasy. I hate... gays talking about
vagina. You hate vagina?
Yes, I hate the gays.
Are you a misogynist? He's a misogynist. You
clearly. Guys. Like, the feminist is... Just, no. It's just like, I hate... Like, oh... I like the gays. Like I don't know how to explain it.
But this is why you only mess with dirty dick.
Here we go. Oh my! How did that? How is that a part of this? Do explain.
I don't know. Your homophobia was peeking out. You trying to suppress it.
It's not homophobia.
But it's a little stronger than
it's
you.
Not homophobia. I'm just pro gays. All the gays now, they want to go fucking. They want to kiss on vagina and suck on vagina. What happened to the gays that just want to be gay? Like, there's no gay gays anymore.
Well, those are gay people. I've said many times on this podcast, I don't fully identify as gay anymore. I do still tell people I'm gay because it's the short answer. I don't have to explain nothing if I just say I'm gay. But
I get that. But yeah, enjoy your.
But I haven't actually acted out on. Well, I have been with girls, but like not like real deal. But like,
do people ask you if you like have you ever done something with a girl?
Have kissed a girl?
Yeah, I hate people ask me. I'm like, well, I like licked a vagina, and I'm just like, oh. And they're like, did you enjoy?
Have you licked a vagina?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Here we go. Now I'm about to be not typecasted, psychologically broken down. Yeah, I have.
Bisexual demon over there, huh?
It's something I like to put behind me, okay? It was a lot of trauma. But it's just like, I just like for me, my ideal threesome or foursome or fivesome would just be like, I was going to say all tops and like one verse. But then I'm like, nope, because the verse going to see the dicks, and all of a sudden the verse going to want to take my... No, I don't...
So would you do two bottoms, one top? You, one other bottom, and one top?
No, I don't want to share the tops. I want the tops to all so be focused on me.
Okay, so you want to just be slutted out by two tops.
Like five. Like five in total. I've done two tops
before.
It's
so crazy.
Certain numbers is like I've been there and done that. Like three tops is okay. Like I want to try four. Bitch, why the
three
fake? Okay, bitch.
You do all this slut shaming on the podcast, and you're the real slut.
I've been telling everybody I was a slut. I'm just not out here fucking right now. I'm on a fucking vacation from Slutville. I'm going back soon. But it's just like I enjoy the attention. Like I told this story about the DO guy that invited me to his friend's house and we were all just smoking, they were drinking and shit like that, and then one was upstairs. And then the guy who invited me was like, you should go upstairs and see what you're doing. So I'm like, okay. So I go upstairs. He's like beating his dick. And so I walk in there and I start sucking his dick. And then the next one come in and then I start sucking his dick too. And then one tried to, I think one actually did fuck me. I can't remember. It was a long day. But one, I think I fucked one because I remember he was doing, I don't know how, but that was when I had my hair and he pulled my fucking weave out. And because he was like, I don't remember how, but he pulled it out. And I was just, I'm like, okay, this is just not going right. And so I had to go back downstairs with my fucking hair lopsided. And the other friend was sitting on the couch. And then I sat on his lap. And then that was about it. So
that was about it. That was like very whorish of you.
That's the kind of stuff I'm into. Those are the type of environments I like. I like being around like really masculine, dominant guys who are like known, they're like are okay and like all that shit. Like just like, yeah, like I like that vibe. It's just really hot. Like I only be able to make it better if they like spit in my face or they all like tried to nut on my face at the same time.
That okay, moves right into the next topic because I want to know what makes you really feral during sex. Oh, because my God. I've always known certain things about myself, but when I do the things by myself, suddenly I'm more enlightened.
Right.
This is like, first of all, I didn't even have to wait for another person to give me this. And second of all, like, this was fucking hot. So I need to know.
I like when a guy is really dominant. Like, I was chilling with a guy this week, and like, it was just very chill, very calm, very like, nothing like, ugh. It's just like, chill. We was like, okay, yeah. And so, like, I'm sitting on one edge of the couch, and Wolfgang is, like, cock-blocking. And after we had a discussion last week, he's cock-blocking. And so he was, like, the guy sitting on one end. And I, like, scoot close to the guy. So here comes Wolfgang sitting in between us. And then he jumped with the guy and want to start playing with the guy. I'm like, this is the worst. And so the guy started, like, throwing the ball to get Wolfgang away once he noticed, like, Wolfgang is how Wolfgang is. And so, like, all of a sudden, like, he, like, reached over. And he, like, grabbed me and pulled me closer to him. And I was just like, oh! So I really enjoy when guy like picks up on the hints and like takes charge. Especially if I don't know the feeling. That gets me going. So I like not immediately. Like I laid on his lap and like I was like just stroking his dick and being like total just like, I don't know, just me. And then so I like end up kissing him and I was just like, oh, and good kissers too. I love when you're a good kisser. That makes me wanna fuck. Like if you're a good kisser, I'm ready to go. Oh, and getting my face spit in. I love that. Or
top tier.
Yes, like when a guy like especially like when a guy is like choking you, it can even be like playful, like with outside of like just like fucking. Like when a guy's like he chokes mm-hmm. you or he like makes you stick your tongue out and he spits on your tongue and shit like that and just like I like being dominated. So anything like yeah. that just gets me going. Oh, and pretty feet and slides. Oh, not the thong sandals. Leave the barbecue white boy beach sandals at home. I want slides. Like, it's just something about a pretty foot and some slides. I'm yeah. there. Like, I'm Little Caesars, baby.
So, definitely feet. Definitely, like, high up on the list.
Oh, yeah, Ziploc bag.
But... and still will, okay?
You are sick.
Y'all gotta listen to last week's episode to yeah, catch that. Yeah. What was I about to say? Oh, so feet, for sure. I actually nutted to a video earlier because I was like, I can't focus. I need to get this out of me real quick.
Isn't that the like, worst? Oh.
But like, I was like, okay, I gotta do this. And yeah. I found this one video. This boy was playing with his hole and he had his feet pent up and he was like curling
the best toes. It's the curl, it's the toe curl for me. It's always the toe curl. I'm like, I know that shit feels so fucking good. Yes, toe curl. Wow.
And I love a toe curl, especially like over my nose, like squeeze my face, that type of I don't mind the thong sandals if the feet look good. Like, I don't care. I just want to see the toes. I don't give a fuck what you got on, bitch. Can I see the feet?
Not long as they out.
When I go down your Instagram and I'm scrolling and I don't see no feet pictures, first of all, I'm pissed off. Second of all, you probably got ugly feet, and that pisses me off even more. And it'd always be the fine niggas with ugly feet.
Always.
Making me mad.
Always. It's a sacrifice.
Put your feet on your Instagram and stop making it hard for me. Pin it to the top.
Yeah. And I don't want to just wait till you go on vacation that 1 month of the year. Put something where you're at home chilling. I want some of the chilling ones. I actually like white socks too. Like when a guy's wearing like white socks and basketball shorts, hot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, spit is makes me extremely feral. Like that will get me going. Sometimes I like to drool and spit on myself. Like that really turns it up a notch. After a while, it's like, okay, we gotta wrap this up because now I'm smelling breath, but it's still kind of hot.
That part. You're like, okay, bitch, okay, let's end this.
I'm knocking myself out here. That's not even my kink. What else makes me really feral? Oh, dirty talk. Like, very, very raunchy, very verbal, very, like, you know, a little degradation, a little name calling, a little, you know, a little praise, a little, humiliation. I like a little bit of it all. So
I like praise.
Good but boy. It's very hard. Like guys don't. Yes, like guys don't do that. Especially not like most niggas.
So like, I feel like the thing is, like I feel like niggas always like, cause you could go through a nigga likes or whatever, and you could kind of see what they about whatever. And right. So it's like, I know you're into this shit. Why are you afraid to act on it? Like, you, like, by now, everybody knows about the podcast. So you know I'm a fucking grade A slut. So I don't know why you're not taking advantage of the fact you have a fucking grade A prime steak beef slut with you and not doing those things that you fucking want to do. Like, it's so fucking easy. And I feel like I make it very, very fucking easy for a guy to fall in to, like, what I'm about and what I want and all this other shit. All they really have to do is act on it. Like, and I really like creating that fantasy of, like,
these niggas is pussy, let's just say it.
Yeah, you're fucking Garfields. You're fucking fat pussies, and I fucking hate it. Because there's no reason I should see your likes, and your likes that you choke it, like, it, like somebody getting choked and slapped. And then when you're with
me. But also too, because I don't like when people approach me overly sexual, so that, sometimes yes. People just don't know how to say, like,
yeah,
okay, how can I do this with you without being fucking weird about it?
See, but the thing is, I feel like if the vibe is there for it to be on that freaky shit, then you should just trust the vibe.
To be there.
Yeah, like trust the vibe. And so it's just like, okay, like,
the fucking
like,
room.
You see that I'm clearly like laughing at all your shit and like reacting and all this other shit, bitch. And why are you still?
So come over here and fuck me.
Yeah, that's what it means. If I laugh at three fucking pictures on your fucking story and the fucking and it's a fucking picture of like I don't know something dumb as fucking, you know, I probably seen it before. Take the fucking hint, nigga. Come over here and fucking flirt back or something. Like if you give me the ball, like if I throw you the ball, just take it. Take it wherever you want to go. If you want to take it to fucking dirty fucking Trashville, take it there. Just see how I react. Niggas be so afraid of that shit though. That's because these fucking bitches be out here fucking scared to do shit. They all these fucking I keep wanting to say faggots, but it's Pride Month, so I'm trying to say gays. these gays,
you,
yeah, you. I posted that video on my story earlier too, but that's so. Oh, I guess we can't talk about her too much right now. She hated number one in America. But it's just like, I just take the bait. Like, just do it. Like, the gays, they talk that big game. I'm a freaky bitch, and I like to do this. And then they can do it. They be like.
That's another thing I don't really like. Because.
Here we go. I already know what you're about to say.
Okay, yeah. So it might seem like, because of the our subject matter on this podcast, that we are just, like, always talking about sex, right?
Yes.
Not the case. Newsflash. But
we're well-rounded sluts, okay?
Damn, I was going somewhere with that.
It's gonna come back.
Oh,
told you.
People who just like brag on their sex and just like, oh, it's so good. Oh, it's so, to me, it be like, okay, it must be whack. Because anytime I've ever asked a nigga like, are you freaky? Like, I don't ask niggas that these days. Like, I'm grown. Like, either you know or you don't. But, like, I remember, like, having to ask guys, like, how freaky are you? Like, how nasty
I still
like,
ask.
I'm nasty. I'm still so ask. Nasty. first thing I ask, you suck toes? They be like, toes.
Yes.
That's how I know. And I'm like,
That's the bare minimum.
That's the bare fucking minimum.
That's the bottom tier freak shit. I didn't ask you if you like farting in mouths. I didn't ask you like getting peed on. I didn't ask you like spit. So, okay, spit can vary. So it's just like feet is the bare minimum. You can't like if you you post on your Instagram, I'm a freak. And then I say, oh, do you suck toes? Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
And they be full of shit because they always end up with my ankle in their throat. So okay. it's just be like, please.
Stop playing yourself.
You figure out, like, it be the people who don't talk about their stuff the most, though, who be the nastiest. Because I'm hard-pressed to find somebody who's, like, into more shit than me, but I be finding people.
That literally, like, okay. Literally into more shit than you.
Literally, I just be like,
yeah, all right. That's how I be feeling, too. I, like, you know, like, people be on their Twitter or, like, on your Instagram story, like, I want to meet somebody that matches my freak. No, I real life want to meet somebody that matches my freak. Because I feel like I want to meet the guy that's, like, if I'm a horny and we're out, I can, like, not even think about it. Like, just say, let's fuck in the backseat. And he's like, let's go. Mm-hmm. Or, I don't know, like, stuff like that. And niggas don't be about that. Niggas be on some pussy shit. They just slut me out. Sukihana and Ellie
Slut me out. Slut me out.
Oh, you did that.
Slut me out. Niggas, okay. Slut me out. Slut me out.
Come on. Who's that? Cash? That's Cash Doll, right?
Slut me out, nigga. Ice me out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's hot. Yeah.
Yeah, that is Cash Doll. Y'all the same age, remember?
I don't recall that being said, but okay.
Y'all, but you're not 42?
No, bitch. I'm like 22. Thank you.
Oh, okay. So 37. Got it.
It's the gays for me. They always want to out somebody for their age. They fucking want to age shame. They fucking...
You just told me somebody got outed. Who got outed?
This, I don't want to talk about it. It makes me very upset because he cock-blocked everything I was doing. So I'm just so upset. I was irate earlier. Well, like when I first found out. I was just like, whatever. Go look it up.
Okay. Yeah, I'll leave it alone. Okay, this is what else I wanted to talk about. Okay, so, I was going to save this for the confession, but I'm going to just tell y'all now. I cuddled with a man on accident.
Oh!
There, I said it. I did it. It was an accident. Didn't mean to do it.
Ew.
What had happened was, we was about to watch The Little Mermaid, the original, because I hadn't seen it yet. And I still haven't seen the new one. Don't say anything. So we watched it, and then he invited me to like lay on his chest, and so I did. I obliged. Okay, I did it, and as soon as I got there, fell asleep immediately. Didn't see an inch of the damn movie. So first of all, I felt very vulnerable, and I felt very attacked, and I felt like I was snuck. You know how somebody sneak you in a fight? I feel like I got snuck. You know what I'm saying? So when I came to my senses...
Uh-huh. You acted weird.
There's a point to this story. When I came to my senses and I woke up, I was like, oh no, we don't do this. I am not laying on a man.
Ew, you're your soft girl era.
And Beyonce's 2023. This is gross. So I'm going to go. And I think all of that angst... I don't know if angst is the right word, but all of that like irritation with myself, the fact that I allowed myself to be held by a man, it made my stomach hurt, and I had to shit. I really had to shit. And so I was trying to be polite and tell him, you know, I'm gonna just go home. Like, you know, I'm gonna just get out. Yeah, I'm just gonna, you know, get out of here. It's like, you can just tell somebody you gotta shit. Like, that's not really necessary. You don't have to do that. So I'm just like, but he like, why you want to leave? I'm like, okay, so now I'm going to just have to tell you I have to use the bathroom. And so I'm going to go home. And I live right down the street. So I was like, that's why I wasn't really like pushing the issue like that. Because I knew I was 2 minutes away. But.
What'd he say?
He was like, you could go use one of the bathrooms. I'm like, not going to do that. And so I want to know how soon.
No, never.
Thank you. I'm not doing it. And as nasty as I am, I'm not doing it.
I don't enjoy it. I was talking to my coworker about this earlier this week. I don't believe in like farting in front of your man. I don't believe in none of that shit. I don't.
Okay. Well, don't drag it. But
now I got to get dragged. Bitch, you the one who having fucking cold shakes from cuddling, bitch, and I gotta get dragged out of what a chicken part of my man. I just think it's like a line. Like, that's my line. Like, just don't. Like even when I lived with somebody, I was still
okay.
Like,
never, ever, though.
No, I held it in. Like I suffer. Like, I would rather die before I fart in front of a man. Like, it's just not worth it. It's just like, oh my God. It takes away. Now I'm the doggone villain. It just takes
Yeah, away, you are, bitch. You're killing yourself.
It takes away the veil of just being like cute. Like, I don't
I'm talking shit, but like, I ain't farting in front of no man. I mean, like, he would have to be like my man. Like,
my ex always be
even
like,
then I'm like trying to keep it, like, I'm gonna run to the bathroom or something. Like, I just feel like it might be kinda rude. Now if he tell me, I ain't never had nobody to tell me, like, I could just let loose. Because I'm a gassy bitch. I'm just letting you know now. Yeah. If you out
wait,
there.
Wait till y'all I see, farts, wait till y'all see the burps. YouTube pre-clip. Yeah, he's like, you're really gassy, bitch.
It's going to be deleted before you even get a chance to access it, bitch.
How I feel it already.
You're a done bitch. At the end of the day, I just feel like if I am going to do that at somebody's house, it's going to be like my sister's house. But I just don't feel like I should be shitting in another man's house and we not together. I just feel like that's very over the line.
Yeah, that's a little bit. It's just like, I don't know. I don't like, and then I'm kind of awkward. So I kind of like whenever someone uses the bathroom, is it somehow for whatever reason, like everything else in the house becomes silent. And that's the only thing I can hear is them in the bathroom. It just makes me feel very uncomfortable. So I always imagine, like, that's what happens when I go use the bathroom and, like, someone else's presence. I'm like, they probably, like, have, like, their noise cancellation on. And all they hear is, like, me shitting. I mean, not shitting, but, like, me shitting and farting and pissing.
I saw a TikTok of, I forgot the lady name, but she was, like, basically saying, like, you holding in your gas? Like, do you hold in your gas and, like, the bathroom, like if you got to go to the, in a public bathroom, do you like hold your farts then? Because I be doing that.
Yeah.
Like if I got the fart and I'm just
alone,
peeing,
I wait till I'm alone. Like so, like I yeah. like let's say like you walk into the bathroom and then like you walk in, I start like unbuckling the pee or whatever. Somebody else walks in, I'm like, damn. And so I like purposely just take my time and like act like I'm taking pictures and then I'll go ahead and
because it's
fart.
So rude to fart.
Yeah, in front of a stranger, a fucking stranger.
A total fucking stranger.
Now
I don't even like. I've been in situations where I had to like doo doo in public, like in public bathrooms.
Yeah.
I don't even like if somebody else is in a bathroom. Like I be trying to like silence the farts and the sounds.
Yes. I be like in the background tap dancing and shit, clapping your hands, coughing and shit.
They
like,
probably looking through the other style like what the fuck going on.
Yeah, that makes them move a little faster too. Makes them skedaddle a little more out of there.
Oh, you know what? I never thought about that.
Get them on out of there.
That happened to me at work the other day. I walked into a bathroom, and as soon as I opened the door, I heard a fart. I just walked back out into another bathroom.
I was like, bitch, I know it's you in there, girl. Like,
I'll just go. I'll find another.
Startled. Like, bitch, I don't. And then I don't, like, I've been literally thinking lately, like, do I want to try the whole fart on the nose thing or, like, letting someone else fart on my nose and shit like that? I've been thinking about that. But then I automatically think back to, like, when I'm in, like, a public bathroom and I'm just, like, I gag at the thought of a stranger's fart entering my nose. So, I'm, like, of course this person is going to be a stranger, but it's just, like, I don't know.
I was just going to say, like, I do have a fart fetish.
Are we fake freaks?
No, but I don't like uninvited farts.
Yes.
Like if I tell you to fart in the face, I want that fart. But I don't want to walk in a bathroom and taste a fart. Like yes. It's just like it feels nasty.
It feels
like people
that's
shit in the gym.
Oh.
This is the main issue that I have. Like, cause I'm there every day. Not every day. I be trying to make it seem like I'm there every day, but I'm there like, you know.
You do what you need to do.
Whenever I'm there, though, somebody decides they have to take a shit, and, like, y'all need to stop drinking that pre-workout or whatever
the fuck
y'all
be
drinking. That shit stank.
Running through them. Running a marathon through their insides. Then they go
in
and unload.
That is so rude to shit in a room full of other men.
Yes. And the gym already smell wild, so now you toppling everybody else's body odor with your shitty ass? Get the fuck out of here. Go the fuck home. Run home. Don't even drive your car back.
Speaking of going home, it's summertime now, and Planet Fitness is letting teenagers ages 14 to 19 work out at the gym. Do you know how funky puberty must is?
No, I don't know. I ain't been around that shit in a long time.
It's a different kind of musty than like when you grow out of that shit. When boys first started,
I'm having flashbacks to teenage high school.
Ridiculous. I was working out to this teenager yesterday. I was like really like in pain. I literally left the gym early. I was not even finished. I was like, I'm going home because he stank so bad.
I hate that. Like, and I always wonder, like, are people aware of their body odor and they're just like, I don't give a fuck? Or like, what's going on? Like, how does this work?
What be going through y'all head? You don't smell. Now, I'm just assume he was a kid. He looked like really young. That's why I'm like assuming this nigga going through fucking puberty.
So he's like my age. I got it.
Kids can get a pass. Like, I would give a pass to a musty kid, but also you finna be 18 in a few years, however old you are. Get the fuck together.
Yeah.
Fucking stink. And get out of the gym. You're taking up all the machines. You don't even know what the fuck you're doing. You're just flinging yourself around.
Just funking
get
it up.
Get healthy somewhere else.
Funking it up. Just funking up the place.
Okay, I just had to get that gripe out about Planet Fitness. Y'all want my $25, but y'all want to let these kids up in here clogging up my space.
You are so... Grandma Edna, get off my lawn. You are just so...
Get off my machine. I hate it.
That's too much. Yeah, I don't like none of that. But I don't know. Maybe I would try the fart thing with a person I like and just be like, okay, let's try it. Like, I've had guys.
I want to try feeding somebody.
Like, I want to try that. Well, I've only got it done. I want to try it. But would you kiss them after? Like, how would you react after? Would you?
Oh, stop it! Stop it now.
Like, that's like you're like that's like when a guy nuts in a bitch mouth and he's like, I can't kiss you anymore. Why not? That's your fucking
That happened
nut.
To me when I lost my virginity.
Really?
Like he nutted in my mouth.
Electric chair.
Which was great for me, but he decided to kiss me. I was like, this is also great. But then he couldn't take it. So he started gagging and spitting it up. And I'm like, why did you do this to yourself? You knew you wasn't that girl when you was
fake
you
freak.
Bent down to kiss me in my mouth.
More fake freaks out here in the world. I don't understand that. Like I was talking to this guy earlier. The guy I was chilling with. And I was at, like, Tiana Trump was on the stream we were watching, and I was like, oh, would you fuck her? And Tiana Trump, you know, she's a...
Oh, the porn star.
The porn star, yes. And I'm like, would you fuck her? And he was like, nah, I couldn't even do it. And I'm like, why the fuck not? And I'm like, I would fuck her. And I mean, she's hot. Like, I would kiss her. And that's ultimately right. What we were saying. And then he was like, I couldn't. And I'm just like, why the fuck not? I'm like, you kiss people.
He's straight?
No, he's bi, but he's like, I think from the shit he...
What's he got a beef with Tiana Trump? I don't know what she looked like for real, but I don't think
she's
ugly.
Like, she's a pretty girl. I won't say gorgeous. She's pretty, she's like, it's something about her.
Is she skinny? Is she like dainty?
Skinny. She got she got big thighs because she played volleyball. Like, I really into her personality. She's been like on a lot of streams I watched. I'm like, she's
you know
really
who
cool
I'm
girl.
Envisioning in my head who's not her?
Pinky.
Brittany Renner. That's who I'm seeing.
I like Brittany Renner too. She kind of looks like Brittany Renner, but she's a like taller and like she's thicker. But same okay. And she has braces. But then I listened to another podcast and this guy named Doughboy was on a podcast called Cocktails, and they were like, I mean, Lip Service. He was on Lip Service, and they were like, he was like, he wouldn't date like Lori Harvey, and he wouldn't date a bitch that's been around because she has all those bodies and he don't want to have those bodies attached to him. But then they asked him, like, how many bodies you got? He said he fucked over 300 bitches. And they're like, what is the logic in that? Like I don't understand.
None.
Like, I literally
sexism.
Don't understand. Like, it's so fucking stupid. Like, it's not like anybody that you date, unless they're like a pure virgin, is going to be like fucking pure. Like, everybody has bodies, like... Like, no, like,
yeah, and
another
thing is, most people are lying about their body counts anyway. I mean, me personally, I don't lie about, man.
Me either.
But I feel like...
What's yours? You two hands or one?
I'm two hands. I'm trying to get off the two hands. I want to get to the point where I don't even keep count no more.
Oh, okay. So you're...
It's so few and far in between for me. It's just dried up and washed away.
I'm still sitting at six, so I'm a hand and a half, hand and a finger, so...
Body counts are stupid. We're grown. I don't even care. Like, if I ever ask somebody their body count, it's because I'm genuinely curious. And Well, I don't even care what the number is. If the number is like 5,108,
that means you probably could come show me some things. Like, you about to come out here and blow my unless like
I would also be like, but why? But I'll be like, cool. But why? Did you? What was the reason for that? But did you? That's fine.
Was it all at once? Like, you never know. Where people taking 300 loads in a day, anything's possible. It's like that could be like
573 loads in a weekend. I mean, come on.
Yeah, like at that point, it's like anything's possible. Like that could be like he just started fucking another day and didn't stop since then. It's just like you never fucking know. But also, like I've been like going through like the notion of would I ever date a content creator? Like, would I ever like date somebody who like does like OnlyFans? And I'm like, yeah, I feel like I would, but I feel like it would have to be like an understanding to all that stuff. But I would also like, can I go on set and like watch? Like, would I be allowed to like be in the background?
So, are you saying a porn content creator?
Well, yeah, like okay. I guess, because like, well, content creator and like the other way, that's fine. Like, I have to be there. Like, I want to be there. I want to experience it. But like, with like porn content creators, it's kind of like, do you have to get in a mood for that? Like, do you have to like, I don't like it would be,
for the we talked about this a little bit, but for the short time that I was like a sex worker for OnlyFans, it just wasn't fun. Like, I'm like, I like doing this. It feels good, but I also feel like I'm doing it, and I'm not just like enjoying myself. So
because it becomes like work,
and I do hear other.
It becomes like work.
That's what I was just about to say. Like, I hear them say, like, y'all, it's not what y'all think it is. It's work. We doing this to make money.
Exactly.
But, like, when do you turn off the, like, money brain and turn on the, like, sexy brain? Like, how does sex work outside of your sex work? We need to have a sex worker on so I can ask them that question, because that was amazing. That was a bar. How does sex work outside of sex work? And if anybody steal my shit, just know that on this day, June 9th, 2023, I said it.
Our lawyers are coming for that ass, okay? Like, bitch. But it's really interesting because it's like, okay, like your brain is like, I'm going to work, but it's just like, it gotta be more to it, cause after y'all leave work, y'all stabbing and shooting and killing each other and on bingo, crashing cars into each other. It's just like, it gotta be more than just work if all this is going on.
But I can also say that, like, even if I'm just like recording a little video that I want to send to somebody, right? I immediately perform, but then once I'm done, I'm like, okay, now how was that? Like, I'm not even feeling sexy no more. I'm like, okay, well, I can.
But are you sending them? Are you sending it to them because you're like, interested in them, or you're sending it to them just because you're like, you're bored?
Because I'm being a hoe.
So maybe you're like, when you date a content creator, you're like dating a hoe.
But I feel like it would be weird for me to send something like that to somebody I'm like actually interested in. Like, I feel like that's something you unwrap versus me like sending it to you.
That feels
weird for me. I don't know.
I want to be that type of person where I like a guy and like he's out and I just send him a nasty video and be like, yeah. Like, I want to be that person, but in my head, I'm just like, what if he's around, like, his brother or his, like, or somebody else, and he's like...
His fucking grandma.
Yeah, and then grandma sees my fucking butthole winking at her grandson. It's just like, that's not what grandma wanted to see before she leaves. Like, that's not it. So, I don't know.
Grandma don't want
to
see no pussy.
Yeah, she don't even like the gays, so she definitely won't see no butthole. And so, yeah, I don't know. We'll have to get a sex worker on and like ask questions, and that'll be like our first interview, like hard hitting interview style view.
Definitely gonna turn into Barbara Walters 2020 special.
I'm actually just imagining you with like a little wig on and a little blue suit, just like sitting.
I can't wait to get cue cards.
Oh, see, look,
I'm gonna get like cards with like boys with our logo on it. It's gonna be real professional, like.
Oh, so we're not gonna have the notes anymore. We're just gonna have the cue cards and just like switch them out.
Yeah, I'm gonna feel like you know, Ricky Lake, or, you know, Oprah. You know?
I want to feel like Jenny Jones. I want to bring out the strippers who have dark secrets.
Jenny Jones was a great program.
Yeah, I was like 6 months watching her, so I really enjoyed her time when she was on here. It was awesome. It was edgy TV. Bring that back. Bring back edgy TV.
Yeah, all that Jenny Jones, Jerry Springer,
Ricky
Lake.
I
don't know if I told this on the podcast after Jerry Springer died, but like I used to put on my mama heels and like purse and watch Jerry Springer and pretend to fight people.
Okay, gay. Yeah. That's crazy. So, bitch, who would you fight it? Yourself?
Jerry Springer has a place in my heart. Okay, I think that's how I found myself.
I would say, yeah, Jerry Springer helped you come out the closet. That's wild.
I think so. My mom wouldn't wear wigs, but she definitely had this one little beige purse that she had for years, and she had a little pair of black heels, and I used to play in them when I was like 5.
Looking like Tina Turner, bitch. That's all I imagine, you shuffling around.
Okay.
But
I would have to do it in her room because, like, the apartment we had, it was like a long hallway to get to her room. So I knew if I heard, like, her coming in or movement or anything, I knew how to get out of that really fast and go back to playing with my toy cars.
But you're ripping up the dress and beating up the heels.
Rip me out the plastic habit. Oh, wait.
Yeah, rip me out the plastic. I've been feeling brand new. Put a ribbon on me.
I've been barred for a second. That's hot. I didn't like the remix. I'm going to just say it.
Okay. So, when it comes to Cardi remixes, it's either going to be a hit or miss automatically. Like, her features in general. Like, I feel like Tomorrow 2 was, like, the best example of a Cardi feature that went perfectly.
Yeah.
What is it? Put It on the Floor is, again, is, like, an example of when Cardi, like, it's just too much going on. And then it was just, like, too much going on. She was trying to fry it to beat. And I was just underwhelmed. I like Cardi in general. I'm a Cardi fan. I'm a Nicki fan. I'm a female rap fan. So put that out there first and foremost. I support all the girls. What's that about? I don't get it. You okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I support all the girls. And I want everyone to win. So, like, I was expecting this Cardi to come out here like she did on Tomorrow, too. And it was just, I don't know, it was just flat. Like, her, she had a cute couple lines, she had a cute couple bars, but I was just like, I like the video a lot more paired with the song than just the song alone. So,
oh, I didn't know there was a video. That's lovely.
I like the video a lot. The video, like, I listened, I watched the video first and then I listened to the song by itself.
I'm not even like, yeah, I'm a bard, but like, I ain't no hater. Like, I bump Cardi B music, but that wasn't it for me.
Yeah, it wasn't it. I don't know. I'm just ready for everybody albums to come out and everybody to release their shit so we can really just get a feel for, like, where, like, female
Nicki's allegedly dropping October
20th. Yeah, I was like, I lied. Yeah, is it?
Every single one of her albums has had a different release date. Pink Friday actually ended up coming out earlier than it was supposed to.
Really?
Came out, like, a day or two early. It was supposed to come out on the 23rd. It ended up coming out on the 21st, I want to say. Or the 22nd. Whatever that Monday was.
Because
that's
came
right
out
when the industry had switched from, like, Tuesday to Monday. For whatever reason.
What is it now? Friday?
And then Beyonce switched it to Friday.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
What was my point?
Her dates.
Roman Reloaded didn't come out when it was supposed to. Pink Print was supposed to come out in November. It ended up coming out in December. Actually, the second album was supposed to come out like October 31st. I feel like I remember that being like the original date, or October 13th, something like that. I say all that to say it's not coming on that date. But no. I think that's just how
it's going
to
come out in November.
That's why it's not good to announce dates.
It's definitely going to come out in November. I definitely see a November release. I don't see her sticking to that date. And it's too close to the end of the month, so she can easily be like, I'm pushing it back a week or something like that. Like, no. Yeah. Well, I'm excited to see the direction of everything. I'm excited to see, like, what she chooses to, like, rap about. And especially, like, now that, like, she's been the queen for, like, what's that, like, 12 summers or whatever. So it's just, like, it's her a play from her bar with Lil Uzi song. I've been the queen for 8 summers, so tell them to call me Susie.
Okay.
Fake,
some more years.
Fake bar.
Didn't even know the words. You didn't even just sing it right.
Well, you didn't even know what the fuck I was talking about. Did you sing it in the first place, so?
Because you changed the word. It's not 8. It's not 12 summers. It's 8 summers.
That's why I added more years on from when the song originally came out.
Yeah, and that's why I didn't know what the fuck you was talking about.
Well, bitch, you should have known the bar. Keep up, bitch.
Okay, all right.
Okay, now I'm back to Team Cardi.
The carbs want to give me a lecture.
I'm back to Team Cardi now. I support. Also, I'm excited for Ice Spice to finally release the album. Like, I feel like I'm excited to see, like, what she actually does.
Is it coming? She announced it or something?
No, not at all. But it's like, I don't want her to do that.
She's waiting for an album, to be honest.
I don't want her to do that thing where they wait hella long to release their first album. So, like, when her, like, their buzz plays off. Like Taylor Swift's song was a good idea in, like on paper. But
I heard it went number two.
Yeah. That wasn't my type of Ice Spice thing. I like my thing that like originally, like when y'all know when Ice Spice first started coming out, I was the number one fan, being like, yeah, like Ice Spice is next and blah 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 blah. And I still stand by that. I just don't want her to get lost in this thing where the girls do, where they're just like, they have a core group of fans and then they start trying to get every other group of fans, so that now like the two, like, they have to try to fight two sounds. So it's like, normally you was going to do like a fucking ratchet album. Now you got to do a pop ratchet album.
But do you feel like that happened with Nicki? Because that kind of happened with Nicki. Yeah. But she, I don't.
Yeah.
It was, okay.
And then the same thing happened with Ariana. She wanted to do a more R&B album. And then her pop fans didn't like it. The same thing happened with Gaga. She wanted to do a more fucking like country album.
Jazz.
And then, yeah, jazz in their country. And then the pop fans didn't like it. So it's like, I understand like branching out and trying to get new fan bases and get new sounds and influences and all the shit when it comes to music. But I always get lost and I always get scared for people when they start going down a Sierra path. Like, don't stray too far away from what brought you your goodies, baby. And then next thing you know, they making fucking like pop sounds about, I was just like,
no shade. Dance Like We're Making Love is my favorite Sierra song.
It's a bop
album,
but like literally her release, like her that whole fucking album, well that whole like phase out between when that album came out to her starting to hang out with the Kardashians, all that shit, her image swayed too much from like the core of what what made people actually enjoy her. There was no mixing. It was just like, take it. And it was like, no, that doesn't work. So I don't want her to get too far away from that. So I don't want that.
But you know what? To be fair, I don't think it really works for nobody. If it's really hard to see somebody
Rihanna
do both seamlessly. Rihanna is one of those people. It's like, even Rihanna's like fans who are not like pop fans know all of her pop songs.
Yeah.
Like some artists just have that thing. I think Nicki, it don't really work so well for Nicki because Nicki do have people who only know her radio songs, or people who who only fuck with her pop songs, or people who,
and then you got the hardcore fans, rap shit. Yeah, mixtape shit. So it's,
and
yeah,
then the OGs, we gonna listen to whatever, so we know everything. But you know, I can't speak to everybody else on the podcast, but I'm just saying, like I think every artist goes through that. Even people like who love Beyonce are not fucking with Renaissance because that's not their type of music.
It's weird though. It's very weird. And I feel like that's kind of
Rihanna
like,
might be the only person. And Drake?
Drake too. Like Drake and Rihanna are the only two because I feel like we were introduced to them a certain type of way. We were introduced to Rihanna with like Ponder Replay and all that shit. So it's like we already know like what type of music she can make. And we've gotten like a wide variety of that through her entire career of like her doing like a little bit of everything. And with Drake, it was kind of like a risk because like, but at the time when Drake started popping it, like when he first started popping, rap was kind of like on a decline. Like we were kind of like going through like our EDM, like hardcore, like music era. And so Drake came out and he's like doing other shit and like using different sounds. And that's kind of why Drake cemented his place in music in general, because it was kind of like, well, he fucked with everything from the beginning, so his fans know like, okay, you could probably get an R&B song, but then you're probably gonna get this fucking pop EDM song.
But you know what too, his pop album, a lot of the girls wasn't fucking with it. Now I'm gonna say I don't listen to most Drake albums because they all sound the same. Like I'll give them one listen just to be fair, and I'm like, okay, I've heard this album before.
Yeah.
Like the last Drake album that I cared about was like, what was that one where he's like sitting at the table with all the gold?
Take Care.
That one. And the pop one.
Yeah,
I'm fucking with the pop one. But like,
I like Drake in general. Like I feel like Drake's one of those artists. Like I get his vision sometimes when he's doing things. But it's also like I don't take Drake serious. Like I don't like when he's like rapping hardcore.
Just
I'm like
I wasn't taking them nails serious.
Oh God. Well, That's a good place to bring it back to the beginning.
Do you have anything else you wanted to talk about?
No. I want everybody to live their life. I want everybody to enjoy Pride Month. I want everybody to have a hot boy summer, act real bad. The Boys Next Door told you to do so, so you have to do it now. That's the rules.
First of all, that is a good song. I don't know if I said that last week, but that is a good song.
I really wish Fabolous and Diddy was off it, and it was just the girls, though. Like, I don't mind Diddy's ad-libs, but it was just like, I didn't need Fab.
I didn't need Fabolous on there at all. I feel like Diddy fits on the song, but just like doing the chorus. Like, just say Act Bad in the background.
Yes. And then I'm excited to see if they drop tonight, too. So, I'm excited to see if they're...
What drops tonight?
They have a new song coming out tonight. So, I'm excited
to see... City Girls?
Yeah. It got an official album and everything.
City Girls!
Yeah, City Girls Summer now. I'm like, okay. But that's smart, though. Build up on that, like, the buzz and feed. And that's why I was, like, wondering, I'm like, why JT doing this... All these, like... Why is she talking to people? JT don't really post on social media doing shit. So, I'm just like...
I have to admit that the City Girls grew on me real bad. Like, when they first came out, wasn't fucking with it. But the first thing that really made me, first of all, they came out with Act Up. Act Up was such a bop, like you couldn't even ignore them no more after that. It's like they are officially the girls.
That's a bop. Yeah.
And it's like it's a little too soon to call it a classic, but in about 5 to 10 years, like, that's gonna be a classic.
Girl Code is like one of my favorite albums. Like I like randomly just throw that on still. I'm just like, we definitely talked about this before on the podcast, but we like that's okay. A really good album. Like I really enjoy it.
But the verse that really made me like the City Girls was Carisha verse, because JT was in prison.
Yeah.
But Carisha did this verse on what's the Miami song and I sing it all the time. It's she's on a song with
Pastor Perfect.
I think it's Pastor.
You made me play it.
You made me play it in the car.
You made me play it in the car.
It's not Pastor. It's
it's from the QC
3-point stands with fucking well, I can't think of nothing right. But anyway, she was like, my pussy got an amp on it. It be bumping. If you spending money, then daddy, we can run it. Nah. That's what made me like this. Because I'm like, who the fuck would say some stupid shit like that? It just worked so well.
I like Carisha. I'm excited to see if their next project is going to be like sounding like and looking like. I feel like now it should be like, this is the random music part portion of the podcast. But I feel like it should be like, I want to see, like, Ratchet Glamour.
Yeah, we don't do this often.
Yeah, we don't. I was thinking about this earlier. I'm like, we ain't had no music episode in a long time. But, like, I want to see, like, Ratchet Glamour. I want to see, like, I want to see the labels. I want to see them look. I want to see them, like, being, like, the City Girls that we originally, like, met. But, like, the new adult, like, grown, I got money now version. Like, what do the grown City Girls do other than fuck gay men and weird men? So, I just want to see what they're about.
Was that a shot at Diddy?
Damn, we definitely get it canceled now.
Missed that one.
We get it canceled now, child. I'm out of here.
Bitch, we are not going to be on Revolt anytime soon.
Damn, edit that out. No, I'm joking.
I was like, gay one. Oh, well, I wonder why they say Diddy gay. If he was,
I know why. Because he be fucking with all them niggas at his parties and shit. Like, it's a couple niggas that came out and be like, well, it was like an interview like Usher did not too long ago where he was basically like, when he first got signed to his label, they sent him to Diddy's, like, to live with Diddy for a long time so he could see the lifestyle. And it was during this time, it was like Diddy was having, like, Diddy's infamous for, like, his parties and
I remember these.
All this other shit going on. So that's where I feel like it didn't help, but that was most recent. But before that, it's been a rumor going around. And I feel like by now, like, if it's
Wendy Williams used to say it back in the day on the radio. It's so crazy.
And now look at her. He be taking hoes out. You better be careful.
Oh! You going to hell. I ain't even mean to laugh at that. You're going down, bitch.
You laugh too, so you're going with me.
No, I have an alibi. I was tickled by the Pringle in my throat.
No. We hosting our podcast, our first live show down there.
But shout out to Wendy. She's on a deep decline. I feel bad for her.
I just started watching Wendy to like literally like 2015 or so. And I was like, oh, this is really cool. Like the concept and all and how she transferred it over from like radio to like actually being able to do it in the studio. Like Wendy is like a pioneer almost in the same essence of like Joan Rivers. It's just like, it's sad to see. So
they don't call her the queen of all media for nothing, but it's very sad to like watch what's happening with her. I used to watch Wendy at the very beginning because my sister would come in Chicago. She would come get me all the way from the west side on the train. So she would ride to the south side on the train, come get me. I would ride back with her, and I would go home by myself. I think she just like taking a ride or whatever. That's but cool. And we would get ice cream, and we would sit down and watch Wendy Williams on BET because it came on at night after it aired that day.
Yeah.
And we would eat ice cream and kiki watching Wendy Williams. And we used to bond like that. So I've been on the Wendy Williams thing, but it's like she lost me for a few years because it was a period where she was just being like real nasty. And I was just like, okay, I'm going to back up off of her. But people are like making fun of her and all stuff. I'm like, this is not something you laugh at.
No.
Even though she's been horrible to people, but like, you don't laugh at somebody who's sick like that.
And that's how I feel about the Azealia Banks thing or her comments about DC Young Fly's wife.
Now, what did she do? Because I heard people was mad at her, but what did she do?
She basically was like, this is what happened because you talked about me and I don't feel bad and blah, 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 blah. And like, she didn't say I don't feel bad, but that was the gist of it all. Like, she did like a full Instagram rant about like basically like his wife and him and Black Queen, and it always come back. And
who are we talking about? Wendy Williams?
No, Azealia Banks and DC Young Fly. You know his wife died. Like, she was going to have surgery. She went to get plastic surgery.
She was talking ill of the dead.
Yeah, so I was like, oh. And everybody, like, asked me, because they know I'm Azealia Banks. They're like, how do you feel about it? I'm like, well, I feel like you're not supposed to talk ill. Like, you're not supposed to talk bad about the dead, but it's also like, you kind of know.
Like, it's Azealia Banks. Like, you just have to let that bitch be a fucking retard. I mean, I said it again.
Oh, my God. Okay, we're wrapping this podcast up. Okay. This has been The Boys Next Door. We hope you enjoyed our final episode, because we did it twice in a row. So, if you come back next week, we probably won't be here. It'll probably be two new boys, so
please
thank you.
Please follow us on Insta. They going to get me for that in a couple years, Watch. They don't go about it now. Give it a few years.
Yeah, because we'll be back. Every time one of my clips of you saying I date DDT pop up, it's going to be one of you saying that R word pop up. I'm going to say it too. It would have got me twice. Double homicide.
Say it.
Rihanna.
Thank y'all for listening to the podcast. Please follow us on Instagram at Boys Next Door Pod and on YouTube at Boys Next Door Pod on Twitter at whatever that is.
Yeah,
and
I don't
you can
remember.
Follow me at Blackberry.
Ask us some advice questions and ask us, like, send us some more dick pictures to rate. And, yeah, all that shit. Like, yes. Do that. Like, we're here for advice. You see, we have
somebody
clear minds.
Sent me a dick pic on Jacked, and I was so taken aback, I just didn't reply.
Oh, God. That's so. I don't like Starling dick pic. I hate a Starling one.
Yeah. It was actually a really pretty dick, but I was just like, I didn't know I was giving you the impression I wanted to see your penis, but I had to just, like, take it and on the chin because.
Your voice
is jacked.
Look where you at. That's how I take it to. I'm like, girl, now you know I don't want to see your dick, bitch. But okay, hello. Hi.
Okay, but thank y'all for listening so much.
Yes. Say bye, Wolfgang.
Bye.
Bye, y'all. Say, baby, I love you. Say, baby, I love you.